Lady Day and Riddenhouse. Yes, t'ret Lady Day, you know, I come from Gullybrook to Stow. At Lady Day, I took my pack of rattle traps and turned my back upon the old thick woken door that had inside on, long avore, the must that the aside of the grave I'd live to have or die to save. My children and my fireplace and Molly, wi'er cheerful face. And Riddenhouse is such a cattle that I shan't want to have no more o't. Not eat a bit, you may be sure o't. I'd rather kip upon Woonstaddle. Well, so you know, in morning we got up so rath as we could see, and borried uncle's old horse dragon to bring the old ramshackle wagon and load. And first began a packing the bedsteads and the ropes and zacking, and then put up the girt yarm chair and coffer full of earthenware, and vire dogs and copper kittle, wi' pots and saucepans big and little, and other things beside. And then, all up atop of they again, the long walk table board, to eat our titties and our bit of meat. Were he, there wouldn't be no doing without a tail. And then we tied upon the rives along the side the long walk's tools belonging to un, and put betwixt his legs turned upward the salt box and the corner cupboard. And then we led the old clock case, all dumb, a dirt upon his fist, where all the works, I needn't tell ye, were took out of his head and belly. And then we put upon the pack the settle, flat upon his back. And after he, a tied in pairs, one in another, all the chairs and beds and other things beside. And at the very top of tide, the children's little stools did lie, wi' legs a turned toward the sky. And so we loaded up our scroff and tied it fast and started off. And as the wagon didn't carry all we had to carry, the butter barrel and cheese press wi' a pile and vat or two, and cistern for to set the milk in, and a few things more, were all a carried the day of war. And when we thought the things were out, and went in for to look about in holes and corners, for to find what odd uns were left behind, the holler wind did whistle round about the empty rooms, and sound so dismal that I said to Molly, did make I feel quite melancholy. For when a man do leave the hearth where vast his children drayed their breath, or where they growed and had their fun, and things were once as said and done that he'd a mind, to touch his heart a little bit, I'll answer for it. So, Riddenhouse is such a cattle that I would rather kip my staddle.